Welcome to Cerebral Satire, episode number
12. You can't do laughing, though.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Fuck it. Episode number 12. How are you, buddy? How are you doing?
I'm really good.
We fucked this up already.
on the intro.
Take 27.
So, I'm really good. Thank you, mate. Yourself?
My face already hurts from laughing earlier from what we were talking about earlier.
Well, the listeners don't know that we've actually been talking for fucking 2 hours before we've even started the show. So
we've been drinking and talking for 2 hours trying to wake Wayne up because Wayne's the popular guy on the podcast. What up, Wayne?
I'm good because everyone hashtagged me, then I've had to come back on. That's interrupted my nap.
God, you're such a miserable asshole on a podcast that people want to... God damn it, this is... Oh.
Why do people like me? Fuck them. I don't like people liking me.
I don't like to travel, and I don't like people hashtagging me on Twitter. It's annoying.
I like them hashtagging me, just not if that requires me to do something afterwards.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Right. Imagine, you're popular on the internet for a week, and he doesn't want it anymore all of a sudden, man.
Turn it into a fucking diva.
Already. Jesus. Don't break your penis. Hey guys, are you masturbating the wrong way?
Probably. Is sticking fingers up your bum wrong way?
I don't think that's the wrong way. It's definitely the right way. It's not likely you'll fracture your penis with the standard masturbating techniques. But if you get too creative and rough while breaking something, try explaining that to your doctor. For instance, there was a case of a Nigerian man who rotated his penis in one direction while holding the base of it with his other hand. He then heard a click sound followed by pain. He recuperated 5 days after surgery by having an erection, luckily.
Oh, why would you even attempt that?
So he held his dick by the base of it and then rotated his penis in one direction. Why would that be pleasurable? I don't understand how that, I understand if a woman's on top of you and she's grinding,
maybe
she's going around
turn.
In a circle, I understand that's pleasurable, but doing that to yourself would not be pleasurable. It's like a bad massage. Fucking hell. Wayne, you ever broke your dick while masturbating? We all know you like to masturbate a lot.
Well, I've never to the point where I've heard a click.
That's good.
Followed by pain and I needed surgery.
That's probably
good. But then it said his recuperation was complete 5 days after surgery by having an erection.
Yeah,
I think that's a really big moment for him.
Oh my God, it'd be the best day of your life.
It's back!
And knowing that you can get a hard on. Jesus.
Oh man. So what... Obviously, we call them boners.
Yeah, boners.
But we haven't got a baculum, have we?
What the fuck's a baculum? What?
That's
actual
a
bone?
Scientific word.
It's, no, it's cartilage. It. It's not an actual bone. It's cartilage.
No, I'm saying a baculum is a penis bone.
Yes, we do not have a baculum.
It's not cartilage either.
I thought
it's
it was cartilage. It's not cartilage? Let's find out what the penis is.
It's blood, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
That's when blood flows to your penis when you get aroused, and then that causes your dick to go hard.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that a lot of mammals have a baculum, which is an actual penis bone. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
You could snap your penis by ruining all of the veins and that, and that's why your dick goes purple and that when you break your dick.
I don't know what to say for that. I don't know what to say to that. I don't even know what to say to that.
No, let's move on. Just what's the next one?
The next one is number two, video porn and masturbation. This is what we talked about. It's sort of what we talked about last week. Concerns arise around emotional and intellectual development. An understanding of intimacy in regular porn is used alongside of masturbation. Listen up, Charlie. It's now being seen as a contributor factor to sexual difficulties later in life. Oh, fuck. Impaired sexual desire, erectile issues, and confidence issues, just to name a few. Additionally, porn videos are different than porn magazines because they look more real. Their impact on the brain with its sheer virtual power and intensity creates a heightened level of stimulation that your brain was never intended to experience with porn magazines. So this is saying that porn is bad.
So
at least porn video is bad.
when you right, here's a scenario. When you go onto, you log on to your favorite porn site.
Yep.
What's and you get a little search.
Well,
bar.
Come on, we can give out our porn sites, right? I got a couple. Wayne, what do you go to?
Why do I have to go first?
I'll go first.
No, I don't care about the porn site. I care about what you search for within the porn site.
It all depends on what I feel like that day.
So what's like the out here one? Chicks with dicks who like a bit of chicks. He's laughing because he likes
That's
it.
That's my number one search. I don't know, Age. I'm on the first thing I hit on Google, as soon as I hit anything with a D, boom, chicks with dicks comes up.
Surely that's anything with a C, not D.
You don't know how I search.
Dicks with chicks.
That's right. Yes, my number one search. That and Brazilian fart porn is my
Brazilian
first
fart
two.
Porn. Everyone loves a bit
my
of Brazilian
first
fart.
Two. Brazilian fart chick with dick porn. That's my that's my search.
Is Brazilian fart porn really a thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't even have to be Brazilian fart porn. It could just be fart porn.
I was going
to
say, is it only Brazilians that fart?
He likes to add
Brazilians. Brazilians are very good at it because they do very, samba.
Yeah, yeah. They also shit on each other a lot, too. Disgusting. Anyway, yeah. No, that's, I mean, it all depends. As you guys know, I like older women, so I'm into more of the mature type porn. I like MILFs and mature females. Like
you
that.
Don't like old and young, do you?
Would you fuck for Sarah Palin?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you search for?
I'm very much loyal to my porn stars. And
yeah, you're a big porn star guy.
Porn stars?
I'm very much loyal, but they're natural ones, to be fair. And,
what does that mean?
That's John Hunt. So if anyone else would want to join me to do whatever big today, it's search Kimberly Kane or Danny Daniels.
Kimberly Kane's a good one.
Daniel Big Dong.
What was the other one? Yeah.
Danny Daniels.
Wait, you search for a guy?
No, it's a woman, you fucking idiot.
Oh, Danny Daniels is a woman? Oh, yeah, you showed me her one time. Yeah, you're right.
D-A-N-I, there we go.
Yeah, Danny.
Fucking Danny.
I don't do the whole porn star thing, really. It's all about really what they look like.
I can't do porn stars. We discussed it last week. I'm not a porn star fan.
Yeah.
But I read a study on something like this, and it said that wherever geographically you live, pretty much 9 times out of 10 comes up on the top of the searches.
Yeah.
So if you're British, one of the top searches for porn would be British girls.
Yes.
Same with American and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, we don't have American
that
girls.
That seems to be a trend pretty much that sends around the world. So that's I don't know why that is.
That's
you know,
the way that's
because it's more real.
No, that's the way the search bar does it. It's based on your
No. Location. They've done an actual study on what guys search for on porn. And that's predominantly what came up on top.
Yeah, it's whatever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
You associate more with local.
Yeah, you associate. Now, I will say this. I every once in a while, I'll look up some British porn. Like, but it's not like a normal thing. Like every once in a while,
that's when he wants to treat himself.
Yeah, it's when I need.
When
a good
he's got
push.
The candles.
So, Wayne, you said
wait,
you
Gavner, smash me, Fanny.
You said
my Fanny needs a right seat too.
He's been drinking already too much today.
That's actually an extract from a porn, British porn.
Why am I not surprised? Wayne, you said that you masturbate 2 or 3 times a day.
Right, thanks for that.
Well, you said it. You said it. So if you masturbate, there's this study saying like later in life, you're going to have impaired sexual desire, erectile issues, confidence issues, just to name a few. You think that's gonna happen?
Do you reckon that'll come with like warnings, like fag packets, when it says like "don't smoke" because your lungs will clog up?
No, that'd be
will come with a little label like "don't wank, you will get a softie."
Yeah, don't wank to this video; you won't be able to wank again.
Your confidence will be shot. Don't do it.
But have you noticed that your porn has gradually gotten like more severe, more severe, more severe?
Thanks. You've really brought me down.
Oh,
now.
Maybe I have.
I didn't. I thought I'd wank the internet out once when I couldn't find nothing to go over.
That's not possible. Man.
What do you mean he wanked the internet out?
He couldn't find any new porn on his porn sites.
No, I don't. Obviously, there's new porn, but I like to have a bond with my porn, and I just couldn't find nothing that day that I wanted.
Are you taking him out for dinner?
If he could.
Can you imagine him sitting in Pizza Hut with a laptop, with his cock out, wanking himself away?
Saying, she'll have seconds, please.
Say, Claire, get us a beer, love.
That would be unlimited ice cream factory.
All right, number three, porn, masturbation, and addiction, which I don't think there. I don't think there's anything such as porn addiction, but that's just me.
Sorry.
Well, I haven't read this yet, so this article may prove me wrong. The brain of a person who regularly uses porn to masturbate can change and shape his their neural pathways to resemble those as an alcoholic or drug addict. Many people addicted to porn may try to quit, but find using willpower isn't enough. Why? Wayne is laughing at this because he sees himself in the mirror. Every time you view porn or even think about it, a burst of pleasure hormone, dopamine, floods your brain, strengthening the connections between the brain cells. The stronger the connection, the more you'll crave the experience. Also, masturbation supplies your body additional feel-good hormones, the endorphins and oxytocin, making the whole act doubly addictive. Wayne, are you addicted to porn and masturbating?
I told you last week, didn't I? I substituted cigarettes when I give up fags.
Yeah. So then that's definitely the case then.
So I actually quite believe that because I've literally, that's why I give up fags so easy, because I was replacing it with something else.
Well, I mean, how do you have to masturbate twice a day?
I get very cranky when I can't.
Do you really?
But luckily, I don't get the munchies afterwards.
Like. Do you really get cranky if you don't masturbate?
Yeah, if there's been days like I've been out with Claire all day and then I've got to go to work early the next morning, and you just don't get a chance. By the end of the second day, I get really irritable.
And then you go home, you jerk off, and you're fine?
I sort of lay back and, yeah, probably.
Wait, what? Wait, finish that sentence. Wait, what? You lay back and what?
Think of England.
Probably, yeah. I don't really analyze it that much.
Wow. I think Wayne's addicted to masturbation.
This is the most I've ever thought about it like that.
Wow.
No, to me, right, addiction is strong and almost uncontrollable. It's almost an uncontrollable desire to do something.
Yeah, I mean...
For instance, if Wayne was at work... I can't imagine him flopping it out, him thinking, baking some fucking bread and flopping it out.
Well, that's... All right, number four, compulsive masturbation. Masturbation addiction or binge masturbation involves spending hours masturbating while watching porn or fantasizing. This type of masturbation is a problem because not only is it genitalia injury common, but it can make intimate relationships difficult and hinder people from seeking out intimacy. In some cases, a high sex drive is a biological imbalance that can be managed with medication. But masturbating to release underlying issues of fear or anxiety often are best addressed by a skilled therapist. Wayne, they just fucking described you.
Did you select this article?
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I've never read this before. This is the first time I've read this. I swear to God.
Still suspicious.
All right, be suspicious, dude. You know I don't lie to you. Be suspicious. But I'm saying, Wayne, they just described you. What the fuck? Are you a binge masturbator? Do you masturbate multiple times in a row?
I have to have a 20-minute recharge.
But do you, like, go ahead.
Have you ever spat on your cock? Get a bit of lube.
No, I don't do the up.
Because when you're like 13, 14, you're like a little rabbit, aren't you? You're fucking always wanking.
Yeah, that's really gross.
Right? Now, you have probably about, when I was like 13, I had probably about 7 wanks a day. As soon as I get home, bang, 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 like a little rabbit. After about the third or fourth time, you're spitting on it to get a little bit of lube.
You in between. You have like a couple games of FIFA and then come back.
Let me touch my controller.
Play with mate on FIFA.
So like, okay, let's say, Wayne, you got like rotation. 40 minutes. All right, you come home, you got like 40 minutes. Claire's upstairs, you got 40 minutes. And you got really nothing to do. You just got to waste 40 minutes of time. You going to go ahead and jerk off?
It depends if I go out or not, because I don't like going back out afterwards because I feel dirty.
You feel dirty?
Seepy end. Even though you think you're mopped up, you got the seepy end, so I don't want...
Yeah, but you could have a shower.
If I'm in for the day, then yeah.
Yeah, you just go ahead and jerk off, just be done with it.
Just a little wank.
I don't... I don't spend hours masturbating. Wow, they're talking about hours. I don't binge masturbate. I don't do any of this stuff. And I thought I masturbated a lot, but I don't think I do now.
Have you ever hurt your penis?
I did when I was younger because I used to stick it in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, cool.
I did, man. I used to stick my dick in whatever looked like a vagina. I wanted to stick my dick in.
Oh, you done the door one?
No, not a door. I've done it like in a
sofa.
Oh yeah, sofa definitely. Pillows, sofa.
Fucked a sofa.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was younger, absolutely. I was like 14, 15. Yeah, I mean, I fucked everything, dude.
You fucked a sofa.
Absolutely. When I was a kid, yeah, man. Everything, dude. Anything, everything. Masturbating pools all the time. Yeah, all the time. Pools. When I was a kid, yeah. We used to jump into pools at night. We used to masturbate in pools all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Filthy fucking kids, man.
Man, you fucked a sofa.
I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing. That's probably not the weirdest.
Anything that looks like a vagina.
Pretty much, dude. Anything that I could get to make look like a vagina. Anything that was tight. Anything that was tight around my dick is what I wanted to fuck.
It must have been a leather sofa.
No, I didn't have any pets. Shut up, Ant.
I'm just saying.
I never fucked a dog. It's all inanimate objects.
It's got to be inanimate. No, there's rules never, to it, Wayne. Wayne, there's never. Rules.
There's rules.
It's got to look like a vagina, even though he's fucked a sofa.
I'm trying to think. Well,
it's got to be tight.
The flaps, the pillows bumping together.
The flaps, the pillows. I'm on the floor. You've put me on the floor.
I'm trying to think. I can't. See, now you guys are laughing so hard, I can't think of anything.
Hashtag more vamp, I think.
No.
Fucking hell. No. Oh, my God.
All right, ready? All right.
No, hang on.
Talking about jerking off in weird places. What you got?
Oh, no. I'm pretty normal. I've had a few wanks at work.
Have you really?
Yeah. 17, 18.
17, 18. Have a wank at work? Wow.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
You British folk are weird.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
anything to make your day go a bit smoother.
Didn't fuck the chair, did I?
Yeah, but you can get caught and fired and stuff. That's serious stuff, man.
But lock the toilet, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Wanker works all right. Yeah.
Avoid strangling yourself. This is the last one.
Why?
Audioerotica asphyxiation involves masturbating while reducing oxygen to the brain by cutting off the air supply by constricting one's neck, carotid artery. It can also be achieved by compressing the chest or abdomen. The near-death experience is said to enhance orgasm as the practitioner loses consciousness. However, it's dangerous and lethal. It can cause injuries to the larynx, the trachea, and even cause brain damage. Strokes have also been attributed to it. Notable, the famous people have died from deadly practice, showing how common it is. David Carradine, Michael Hutchinson, Albert Dared it.
Never heard of
him. I don't know who that is.
Christian Digby from that house program.
Guitarist Hyde, Kevin Gilbert, and Vaughn Bondi, and sadly, many, many more.
Have you ever seen the Russell Brand bit where he talks about that?
About the way.
No, my darling, I don't fucking listen to that cunt.
Right, the one where he goes, it's all very well strangling yourself when you're having a wank. But he goes, if you're having a wank and then suddenly you see God at the end of a bright tunnel, isn't that time to stop?
That's not funny, Wayne.
I bet he said it in with more longer words.
Yeah, it's
thorous.
So I say you shouldn't ever bring up Russell Brand around Ant Wayne. He's such an asshole about him. Has any of you ever strangled a partner while having sex or yourself while having sex?
Accidentally.
What do you mean accidentally?
Well, sort of happened.
Wayne, what do you mean accidentally? Okay, we know you've only had sex with Claire, so you almost killed Claire?
I didn't almost kill her. I was just getting gone. She was like, "I can't breathe."
What were you doing? Were you choking her with your dick, or were you choking her with
my forearm? I think
with your forearm. Oh, you were trying to put it in, and you put your forearm up on her neck.
Yeah,
put his belly on her.
His belly. I can't breathe. So you know, she never wanted to be choked.
No.
And you ever had a girl like to be choked?
Yeah, all the time.
Who's that?
Loads of people.
I've
had sex with lots and lots and lots of people, my friend.
You are totally taking a piss right now.
Sorry, I didn't think you could hear it.
No, I'm keeping that shit in, dude.
think you could hear.
Ant is taking a piss on air, and he might have a little wank in the bathroom while he's in there.
No, I didn't think listeners would be able to hear that. Nope, you just fucking exemplified that.
Alright, so tell us.
I ain't gonna blush the chain now. Fuck you. And I definitely ain't washing my hands.
That's fine. I don't give a shit. You don't wash your hands. You're 3,000 miles away from me.
No, I mean, no. I've had sex with lots and lots of people. So okay. I hope my missus.
Was that? I was about to say. Was that a bragging point?
Well, it's not really bragging. I'm just saying. I think a lot of girls like it.
So tell us about one.
What do you mean?
Tell us about a girl that you strangled while having sex.
Oh, you just get in the moment, don't you? I don't like it the other way around, though. I don't like being strangled.
Yeah, that's because you're a chauvinist.
What the fuck has being a chauvinist got to do with anything?
You can put it up her ass, but you don't want to put it up your ass. Yeah, okay, I get it.
No, I like a little finger up the bum.
Oh, too much detail.
I knew that was going to gross Wayne out.
Yeah, a little slip of the finger. Yeah, that's fine.
It's not
me.
Bad. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
My imagination's far too vivid.
What? So the has anybody? My thing is, has any female asked for it?
Yes.
So you've had one that did it freak you out when she asked for it?
No, because it's just sexy time, isn't it?
I had one that asked for it, and she really liked it, like crazily. She liked it.
What? She was turning blue. Like,
yeah, like seriously, like she. Just wanted me to keep doing it and just keep doing it and just keep doing it. At one point, like, I had to break up with her because she fucking scared me. She fucking scared me. I mean, I didn't want to kill her. Fucking kill her. I'll be in prison, dude, for fucking her. I'm like, no, I don't want to choke you anymore. She wasn't having it. She wanted
to choke. That's what they call rape.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Just say that last sound, boy.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. The way she went, oh my god, so bad. Yeah, she just kept saying, "Choke me, choke me, choke me." And then this is the most fucked up part about it. When she would get into it, she'd be like, "Chuck, chuck me, chuck me, chuck me."
Why is she an Irish alcoholic?
No, because I'd be fucking her, and she couldn't talk right.
Top of the morning to you. I have a dinner.
So as I'm choking her, she'd say, "Choke me, choke me, choke me,
choke me." Oh, Booker, I like it.
Devil, man, choke me.
Thing that was a couple, like probably about 10 years ago, and it was a British politician, and it was really, really famous in this news. So yeah, a lot of people do die of it, but yeah, it's a weird one.
No, if I could recommend something, I would recommend not wrapping anything around your partner's throat.
No, doing it as a partnership is fine. Mm-hmm. It's when people do it on their own.
Yeah.
That's when it gets really, really dangerous.
Or when something about objects.
So don't hang yourself half to death and wank.
Yeah.
It might feel good, but you might fucking die.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Woman gets revenge on her cheating husband by selling his $100,000 Porsche for $16,000. A woman in Melbourne, Australia, just listed her husband's 2010 Porsche 911 Carrera 997 for $16,000. In fact, with its low mileage, it could be worth up to six times that. But she's not selling it for profit. She's selling it for revenge. She listed it for sale after she caught her husband cheating on her after 25 years of marriage. She followed him into his guy's, quote-unquote, poker night. Yeah, I know. Poker night. And found out he was really going to a restaurant with a young blonde. Quote, "Selling my husband's 2010 Porsche 911 Carrera 997 for $20,000. I have been married to this unfaithful poor excuse for a husband for over 25 years, and yes, we are wealthy. I had hunches that my husband was cheating, so I followed him out on what he said was a guy's night, a guy's poker night, to find him at a five-star restaurant cuddling up next to his young blonde woman. So to pay him back, what you talking about? Yeah, blonde woman cliche. So to pay him back, as I have rightful ownership of his precious Porsche, I have decided to sell it for a specific price of $20,000. I figure $20,000 is just enough for a return flight accommodation to Europe, so I can fondle with all the wealthy European men. She posted.
Is she thick?
I don't know what she is.
Is she thick? Right. So okay. Let's say, how much is the Porsche worth?
They said it's worth $100,000.
It's worth $100,000. Yeah. Now, if you list that for $70,000, you'll get a buyer, won't you?
Oh, yeah, probably.
So she's taking that money, isn't she? She's taking that $20,000 and fucking off to Europe.
Yeah, no, I think it's the fact that she...
She could have had $70,000 and fucked off to Europe.
Well, I think it's more along the line of... I don't know about that. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
Why 20,000? Because she thought that would be enough to get her to Europe and back fuck men.
Well, Australia...
Fair enough. But she could have had 3-4 times that amount. Easily.
Well, Australia's...
She's a retard. No wonder he's fucking a blonde.
She may be hot. I mean, we don't know. Somewhere somebody is tired of fucking somebody. Australia's divorce laws may be a little weird as far as, like... So if she sold it for $100,000 and she took off with that $100,000, she may have had to split the $100,000 with him in the end, which is probably the case. If they were married for 25 years, more than likely whatever thing they agreed to is already expired.
Oh, she's
so thick. She stated, "I figured $20,000 is just enough for a return flight / accommodation to Europe, so I can fondle with all the wealthy European men."
Yeah.
She could have had at least $60,000 quite easily. If the vehicle's worth $100,000 and you list that for $60,000, you'll get the $60,000.
Well, I think
pretty quickly.
I think she may have just been kidding on that last bit. Is essentially what happened. I mean, essentially he lost, you know, $80,000 in that car. Lost it. Just it's gone. So do you think it's right that she did that, or do you think it's wrong that she did that?
Fuck yeah. Good on her.
Good on her?
Good on her. I just think she should get fucking more money from it. No, I'm completely with her. Fucking infidelity fucks me off. Good on her.
Yeah, you think, infidelity really makes you mad?
Yeah, why do it?
Yeah, why
do it? You know what I mean?
So this is where I'm going to share a little bit. I mean, Wayne, what do you think?
What? That's a bit of a knobbish thing to do, cheat on her, so I can see why she's done it, but...
Obviously, you never cheated on Claire, then obviously.
Oh, no.
Have you ever cheated...
You have me.
Yeah, have you ever cheated on a girlfriend of yours?
Who?
I don't know.
Claire.
You've had more than Claire as a girlfriend.
Wow.
I'm not talking about...
I'll take that as a no, then.
Okay. Wayne is a one in a million, let me tell you. Aunt, you ever cheated on somebody?
As a very young kid.
As a very young kid?
Yeah, as a very young kid. Like, I'm talking 14, 15.
Like, full-on cheated, had sex.
Yeah.
He held hands with someone else.
What do you consider cheating?
Well, you know, I fucking lost my virginity at fucking 12, my friend, so...
Really?
I think I was 13. 17 for me.
Weren't you, like, playing with Pokemon cards and stuff at that age?
We're a little older than you, Wayne.
I'm fucking didn't have any Pokemon cards,
we didn't have
man.
Pokemon cards.
No, unfortunately, we were Pokemon. And
yeah, he was poking on...
But yeah.
What do you consider cheating, Ant?
It really does depend on the type of relationship, if you know what I mean. I've been in casual relationships where, you know, you could go out on a night out and kiss a bloke and it's not really a massive deal because I'm doing the same.
Okay.
But if you're in a long-term relationship, like what Wayne's got, like what I've got, then I think even some sort of bullshit texting is probably a bit too much.
All right, then by your definition, I've cheated.
Really?
Yep.
No, in a long-term relationship?
Yeah, I was in a long-term relationship, and I fucked up, and by your definition, I have cheated.
Well, elaborate.
I was texting another girl.
Why did you feel the necessity to do that?
I don't know. To this day, I don't know.
Exactly. So you were just out of your mind?
I was just out of my mind. I just don't know. I don't know why I did it. I guess I just felt like I wasn't getting enough attention, maybe, which is probably what it comes down to, really, right? Everything it comes down to not getting given enough attention, not getting enough this, not getting enough that, whatever it comes down to, something new, you know.
But rather than speaking to the person involved.
Oh yeah, dude, it was the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
You know, like I said, I've been on stage like doing gigs for many years, so like one night stands are like come pretty much every week. Mm-hmm. So that's not a big deal. But mm-hmm. I was pretty much single the whole time.
Yeah, I never did anything. Never touched her. Never did any of that. It was just I just was out of my mind for like a week.
Do you class it as cheating then?
It's definitely a type of it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If I feel like I'm in the wrong, then I was in the wrong, and I felt exactly. like I felt
if,
like
if
I was in the wrong.
If you feel personally,
yeah.
after the deed, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
then you should not. It's only going to be exemplified by the other party involved.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I got caught, and I regret it. I will regret it the rest of my life, and that's the way it happens, dude.
Yeah. Sure it.
Just so to sum her up, she was pretty justified in doing all that shit, and rightfully so, that she was able to sell that dude's Porsche for fucking 20 grand and take the money and
I just think she should have got more out of it.
Yeah, maybe it's just the fact that she knew it would have pissed him off. Maybe that's what all it was. She knew it would have pissed him off that she sold it for so little, let alone sold it at all. Mm. Maybe.
But is she a made woman? That's my one thing. Is he the cunt that's going out working all the time and she's just made woman?
Does that justify cheating?
No, absolutely not. No, no, okay. no. I'm not all saying right. that. I'm saying that justifies stealing a man that's actually earning all the money, his money.
Well, I mean, 25
if that makes some. I mean, sort of
25
sense.
Years of marriage. Obviously, she did something. You know, she fucked the
sucked
ugly.
Sucked his balls.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Wayne.
She slipped a finger in.
Yeah, she slipped a finger in for 25 years. Hell, after 25 years of marriage, she was probably fucking him eventually.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. No, I'm with the woman. I'm siding woman on this one.
Yeah, so do I. I agree. I mean, he got everything he deserved. After 25 years of marriage, you're gonna step out on your wife, dude? Nah, man.
Especially with a young bit as well, when you know that the young bit only wants, you know,
your money.
Sugar daddy. Yeah.
You know they probably had kids.
Yeah, probably did have kids.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Good fuck girl. Him. Wayne, what do you reckon?
Yeah, Wayne.
I feel like I should side with the woman now.
Was you going to side with the man?
Yeah.
Well, no. I was just like, fair enough. That was just a funny bit of retaliation. But now you're like putting up the rights and everything. I'm like, yeah, go for it.
yeah, I have to say, after somebody that fucked up, I would feel really bad too, but I couldn't see myself stepping out after 25 years of marriage, you know. Oh my god, 25 years of marriage, I'd be like, it's not worth it.
Definitely not.
You know, you put a lot of effort into that. Fuck that, it's not worth it.
Yeah, but you don't know when he started it. He could have started it like after year two.
That's what
just
I was
working late at the office
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking too, Wayne. If he's cheating after 25 years, that means he was probably cheating throughout the entire thing, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. God, we're such shitty. Men are shitty.
Speak for yourself.
All right.
you cheated on your pillow with the cushion.
Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
In this segment, we're going to teach Wayne. We've got 20 facts for Wayne, and we're going to discuss each and every fact with him.
Wayne, did you not go to school?
Yes.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Cheeky sod.
He went to school in Suffolk.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So, you know.
Yeah.
They've got fucking 3 toes and 8 fingers over there, so.
Oh, yes, not Norwich, Norfolk even.
Well, it is.
All right,
much.
Let's go, first one.
Anyway, here's the first one. The first one's not that good, but there's a spider, Wayne.
Yeah.
There's a spider in Brazil whose bites can cause an erection that lasts for hours.
Does it do any other damage, or is it literally that bite you in the only thing? Is that where Viagra get taken from?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
I don't think that's where Viagra comes from, no. I don't. You want to expand upon that, Wayne? Do you think Viagra comes from a spider?
It seems like the spider will do that for you.
So instead of, taking a blue pill, you would rather get bitten by a spider?
When did I say that?
You just said that's where Viagra comes from. Let's just pretend that's where Viagra comes from. So you can either take a pill or you can get bit by a spider. Well, I mean, let's say Viagra has a lot of bad things, okay? It has a lot of side effects, you know? You can't take it if you have high blood pressure. You can't take it for this. You can't take it for that. Let's say the spider doesn't have any of those bad effects. Would you take the blue pill or would you take the spider bite?
Does the spider bite have to be on your dick?
No, it does not have to be on your dick.
No, it doesn't have to be actually on your penis. It just...
So you ain't got to dab the spider with your dick like Danger Wang.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a female spider.
I just see Wayne in the woods hanging his dick out trying to get it bit by a spider.
In Brazil, everyone's walking around with their cocks out.
Fucking rain.
I'd hate to see their version of Spider-Man.
Fucking, he's walking through the rainforest. There's like a million like insects around him.
Their version of Spider-Man. I hate to see their version of Spider-Man. Ah, moving on. All right, calm down, Ant, because this is a long word. Anatidophobia is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
Well, just the duck.
Just the duck watching you, watching your every move.
What else would watch you, Wayne? If you have the duck and what? You said just the duck. I want to know what else is watching you.
Well, anything could be watching you. Why are you afraid of a duck?
What if you like woke up? Have you ever stood over Claire? Right, this is an awesome joke to play.
Wait, hang on. I keep picturing Wayne going into his windows, looking out, and there's a duck standing outside watching.
Yeah. That's anatophobia. But wait, have you ever played a trick on Claire, like where you stand over them while they're asleep, right? And you just peer over them, and then like you tap them on the shoulder and let them wake up.
Don't need to. She freaks herself out. The amount of, like, she really suffers from night terrors, as she calls them. She literally, some of the stuff she's dreamt about is unreal.
What's she dreamt about? Yeah,
give us some.
This is honestly true. Okay. And I had to have told you this story at some point, so I don't know if this is classed as racist or not, but...
good start.
She started hitting me. This is real.
I remember this one.
In the middle of night?
She starts hitting me. Mm-hmm. I mean real, as in like, not in her dream.
Like punching you.
I
remember this. We said it offline.
Okay.
She wakes me up and she goes, stop it. And I'm like, what? This happens quite regularly. She does this sort of crap. And I'm like, what? She went, stop sexing me. And I was like, what? She went, you've turned into a black man. And I'm like, what? And I'm getting angry, telling her to shut up.
Shut up.
And I proper then had to wake her up, like proper, like, Claire, stop. And she went, this is the kicker line. She goes, oh, I said, you're dreaming. She went, oh, I suppose you're right. Right, so I'm having sex with you and I've turned into a black man and you think that's a dream.
Suppose you're right.
Oh, God. I thought that was going to be the worst fact, but it's turned into something beautiful. Oh, dear. Right, we've still got 18 to go. Fucking hell, my face is hurting. Right, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't that funny. At one point in the 1990s, 50% of all CDs produced worldwide were for AOL. And I don't mean by CDs.
Oh, you mean the broadband discs they used to send? Well, internet dial-up discs back in the day.
What do you think of that point?
It's just a... Well, I hope they got recycled because... I don't know what you want me to say to that one.
You hope they got recycled? Why?
That's a lot of waste, isn't it?
That is a lot of waste. Wayne?
Yeah?
Tsutamu Yamagachu.
Thingy Cat likes him, don't he?
He does, because he's Japanese, but I don't... yeah, probably sucked him off at one point, but... Was in Hiroshima for work when the first atomic bomb hit. He made it home to Nagasaki for the second... And he lived to be 93 years old. What do you reckon to that?
That means nothing to me because I don't know how far Nagasaki to Hiroshima is.
You care about is the fact that he had to ride a bike? He had to ride a bike to one or the other?
why does the distance matter to you? What does the distance matter?
It has nothing to do with the fact the atomic bombs landed. It's just the distance.
So they dropped two atomic bombs. Yeah. One hit Hiroshima when he was working.
Yeah.
And then the other, he made it back to Nagasaki where he lives. And the second one hit at the same time. Like, he was witness both of them.
Oh, and right. Sorry, I thought you meant... Right. I thought you meant that, like, the bomb went off, and then he literally was, like, a scene out of an Arnold Schwarzenegger film, just managed to avoid it and get home.
He's not Blade Runner.
He's just indestructible.
He's just, you know, he was just went home.
He's a fucking T2.
What do you think of it, then? He lived to be 93, that guy. Lucky bastard, or...?
Well, he should have done the lottery, shouldn't he?
He should have, definitely. Should have. Fucking lucky. Wayne,
mm-hmm.
New York City is further south than Rome. This is a European fact, because that to me was, that sounded fucked up to me.
Yeah, but you look at the globe and that, and Europe is sort of, on the sort of top bit, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on the top bit.
So, and America is like in the mid, not quite the middle, but like, I know what I mean.
Exactly, so if we're in the middle, if we're in the middle and America's a bit below... And New York City is further south than Rome.
That's not really amazing, is it?
Well, you just said that Europe's higher than America.
Yeah, well, then that's your fact, right?
But New York's at the top of America.
Yeah, but we're like her, like up.
His geography is fantastic. We're like, huh, and then,
Yeah, but you're not seeing the hand action of me going, huh, like my hand's going up in the air.
No, because it's a podcast, you twat. Where do you think that Britain's closest to? Like, if you drew a line over to North America, where do you reckon Britain would be?
Oh, right, I was going to say France.
France is below us, my friend.
Yeah, but it's the closest bit.
Yeah. If you drew a line from where you are now across to North America, where do you reckon you'd be?
I'm going to say Canada, I don't know.
No, you're completely right. Correct. We're actually in line with Canada. So, okay, well done. All right.
God, wait. I was hoping he'd say something like fucking Japan or something.
So did I, but there you go. Wayne?
Yeah?
Umop Absidin is Umop? Upside...
He's a lovely bloke.
Can you let me finish, motherfucker? As the drugs kicked in.
Actually.
For God's sake, shut the fuck up. We've got fucking 16 more of these to do. Umop Absidin is upside down, spelled upside down with different letters of the alphabet.
But that actually works. Let me do that on my phone quickly.
There no, what?
I'm going to type upside down and then I'm going to turn it upside down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Upside down.
Umop Absidin is upside down.
All I do is picture him with his fucking new iPhone just flipping it upside down.
He's spelling boobs on a fucking calculator.
I know he is.
Right, the E ain't a word. The letter. What? The E's wrong. The E's wrong.
What?
The E upside down is not a letter. You've been caught out, my friend. There we go.
Just keep going.
What?
Just keep going.
No, he's driving me mad.
The E, right upside down.
Yes.
Turn upside down. The E is not a letter.
Oh, my God. Do it properly.
How? I wrote upside down. I turned upside down.
I'm done with this.
Thank you. I told you to stop at the beginning.
Done. Right, let's move on.
Go ahead.
All right. This one's for both of you, really. If you say Jesus backwards, it sounds like sausage.
Okay.
Go on, then.
Sus-age.
What?
Sus-age.
Say Jesus backwards.
Sus-age.
Jesus backwards.
Go on, Vam, I want you to do it as well. Say sausage. Say Jesus backwards.
Sus-age.
Exactly, it sounds like sausage.
Yeah, it does sound like sausage.
There you go.
Sausage.
I thought it was sausage.
All I see him is he's looking at himself in the mirror saying Jesus backwards.
I think he's still on the upside down one, but I think he is, you know. Too. Anyway, Wayne.
Yeah.
Did you know that the original voice actors that played Minnie and Mickey Mouse were married in real life?
Aww.
And I wanted to, when I read that, I wanted to ask.
Did they stay together until, I'm guessing they're both dead now?
Yeah, they're both dead now. I wanted to ask how you and Claire got together.
Well, I saw it at Tesco's.
Is that it? You just saw it at Tesco's, or?
Well, yeah, obviously hit on her.
Yeah, but I want to know how you come around to get in that first date.
Yeah, wait. I want to play Claire. Let me play Claire, Wayne.
All right. Yep. All right. Thanks, Claire.
I'm looking at. Was she working?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was working. So she was like folding clothes.
Oh, no,
something?
No. We're friends for a lot of years before. I thought you meant when I first saw her. No. You mean when we got together?
When you got together.
Yeah,
when that first date happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I shagged her before I dated her.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We want to know how you... Oh, my God. Just the first kiss. Whatever. Just the first embrace between you two.
Right. I was in Felixstowe, my mate, the one that tried... Well, we don't know if he raped me or not. And... Let you two finish. Right,
yeah, sorry.
And I was hitting on Claire for a lot of years. It was a well-known fact that I had a thing for her. And then she went off with another produce worker, which hurt at the time.
Did it hurt because he was a produce worker?
No, it hurt because he was a twat. But basically, he like shoved her over and looked like he was about to beat her, and she realised that she might not be in the happiest relationships. So she ran away, phoned me, and I basically went, "Fuck you, person who tried raping me." Well, I've gone home, so I dropped him off, and then I went and consoled. Go, and then she realised that I was the correct person. In the end, we got together.
Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely the correct person. Let's see that snap of fingers some more. Go upstairs, I'll masturbate down here. You're the person for me.
Where did you go for your first date then, Wayne?
It was the Tesco Christmas pie.
You went to your work for your first date?
Well, that was Christmas sort of time.
No, I mean proper date. You just used to. Not fucking Christmas party. Photocopying her ass.
That's a good coupling joke.
I don't know.
You can't remember your first date.
I remember taking her to like Felixstowe for the first time and stuff, which was...
Oh, beautiful Felixstowe.
Yeah, but that was like, we're friends before. Shit. So the actual getting together relationship, it weren't that big a thing for me because we were friends for so many years.
Okay, all right, fine. You can't remember where you fucking took her. You didn't take her to a restaurant or anything.
I don't do restaurants.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, I'm moving on. I've got a couple of spacey facts for you, Wayne. Spacey facts. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Wayne. Mm-hmm. Our solar system takes 225 million years to rotate around the Milky Way. The last time Earth was in its current position, dinosaurs were just beginning to roam the Earth. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Wow.
Is that it? Is that all you got to say? Wow. Well,
it's unfathomable, isn't it?
It is unfathomable.
How big everything is, and that we're like a tiny little dot, like a little pixel on a massive colour picture.
And that's just the Milky Way, which is a tiny little pixel in the world.
In the world. Chocolate bar.
In the universe. So, you know, there's millions and millions of Milky Ways, and it takes us 225 million years to get around the fucker. So, all right, next one. Next science-y fact. On Venus, it snows metal and rains sulfuric acid. What do you think of that one?
Would the sulfuric acid burn you?
Well, it's sulfuric, so I'd imagine it would.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be caught out in that then.
Have you licked a battery before?
Yeah, but I can't say my tongue sort of fell out.
Why would your tongue fall out?
Because it melts.
Okay, I'm moving.
The sulfuric acid would melt your tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then your tongue would just sort of flop out.
Why would your tongue flop out?
Because you'd sort of just dip your head forward and open your mouth.
Right.
I love the pictures you paint, Wayne.
Like I say, my brain's so vivid I can't help it. That's how my brain works. You say something, then my brain paints the picture in my head. And that is how my brain works.
Okay.
So when you said sulfuric rain, for some reason I imagined someone dipping their head forward and the tongue flopping out.
Okay. He's dying over there.
Seems like he's just licked a battery.
It's so funny. Oh my god.
Right. I've got a couple of more
right.
for you. Wayne?
Yeah.
Did you know the wind on Neptune is so fast it breaks the sound barrier? bit like me in bed.
No, I was going to say that don't break the sound barrier, but Amy's response of swearing at you probably breaks the sound barrier.
Would you like a little day trip to Neptune with that wind like that?
How long does it take to get to Mars? Was that ever possible?
It takes 9 months to get to Mars.
No, that's never going to be a day trip then.
No, I can't imagine it'd be a day trip. What's the fastest wind you reckon you've ever been in?
One of those wind machines at like the amusements.
So a tornado.
Those stupid things that swirl and you're in a plastic booth.
Probably like a tornado or something.
Because I always worry that my glasses will fly off.
You ever thought about wearing contacts?
I can't. I'd rather have a white stick. Honestly, nothing touched my eyes because I had my eyes scratched as a kid.
What's a white stick?
It's what blind people use on the street, the white stick to show that they're blind.
Gotcha, okay, gotcha.
So you don't purposely go stomping into them like Richard Ashcroft off the Verve video.
Okay. So you've never been in like 100-mile-an-hour winds or...?
I don't know, I ain't got anything to measure it.
Well, you've got the weather forecast to measure it.
I don't watch weather forecasts, life's too short for that.
Okay.
It's just educated guesses, isn't it? You sit there, everyone sit around. My dad used to be a sod for this. I used to watch like Simpsons and stuff. And he used to go on, put the weather on. And then he just sits there and moans the next day it weren't correct. And I was just like, why waste time? I never have understood the weather forecast. Wow, I bet
Christmas at your house was a fucking blast.
I bet you I get the weather up on my iPhone now and that will not be what's happening outside.
Wayne?
Yeah?
If the sun was scowled down to the size of a white blood cell, the Milky Way would be the size of the whole continent of America.
Well, that's... Wow. That has actually blown my mind, actually.
That's blown your mind.
Because like, a white blood cell is like really ickle.
That's really, really ickle, my friend.
What's an ickle? What's ickle?
It's a really retard way of saying small.
Why is it really retard way?
Who says fucking ickle, you prick?
Well, obviously me.
Oh, it's really ickle.
Yeah, a white blood cell is fucking small, and this whole North America would be the Milky Way. And that has actually blown your mind, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to use that one at work next week.
Here we go, deadpan again. Here comes back the deadpan.
I'm gonna use that work next week. I like that one.
Okay.
I'll probably get the countries mixed up and say Ireland or something. But
just don't say Russia because that's even bigger. Right. Anyway, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
A recent study shows that playing video games is a healthy way to relax that can improve.
The Wii is because you can.
Can I finish my fucking fact first? A recent study shows that playing video games is a healthy way to relax that can improve moods and self-esteem. Go on.
Oh, I'm allowed now, am I?
Yeah, you're allowed now. Let me finish the fact first.
I was going to say the Wii is healthy, isn't it? Because you wave your arms about.
Why is that healthy?
Because it's not just sitting there. It's you doing that.
Yeah, but you could just wank.
Yeah, you could just wank.
Well, I would say that would be more healthier, but judging by my body at the moment.
So it's healthier to wave your arms than it is to just sit there?
Well, blatantly is.
Okay, all right.
Wayne?
Yeah?
This is another Milky Way one.
What is your obsession with the Milky Way?
Well, I'm hitting you with a few Milky Way ones because I just want to get into context.
You just didn't want to change the page, did you, when you got the facts?
Pretty much. Anyway, current estimates suggest that there are up to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy and up to 50 billion planets. If even 1% of those were in the Goldilocks zone, then there are 500 million planets in just our Milky Way galaxy alone capable of supporting life.
You lost me when you said Milky Way. That just went on. What is Goldilocks?
I told you he's going to ask about Goldilocks.
You did.
All right, so let's break it down. So how what your okay. First question is, what's Goldilocks?
Yeah, that was my okay. only question.
No.
Okay. That's the only thing, that, like so, I said, he lost me, and that is the only thing that stood out.
So basically, the Goldilocks zone means the habitable zone.
Yeah.
So it means...
Life,
why is it called Goldilocks, it has, then?
Well, just because...
Is there a free bear zone where you're not allowed to go in?
No, it's because the Goldilocks went into the three bears and she ate the first porridge and it was too hot. And then she ate the second porridge and it was too cold. But she ate the third porridge and it was just right. Now, right. The whole thing we're looking
so
at...
where is the Milky planets. Way chocolate bar coming into this then? Why is like Goldilocks zone in this?
Oh my God. Because we're looking for planets that are just right to hold life. So they have to
our
hold
life.
Water... water and plant life, basically.
Yeah.
Our life.
The and
life...
that's why they call it the Goldilocks.
The life that we know.
So how many planets are Goldilocks then?
Well, they're saying that there's 50 billion planets just in our Milky Way. Remember, there's...
That's everything, yeah?
No.
Habitable.
That's our galaxy. This is our galaxy that we are in. There's millions and fucking billions of galaxies. Yeah. Remember that, how massive this is.
Is space infinite?
Pretty much.
We don't know if space ends or not.
But anyway, so in our massive galaxy, there's 50 billion planets. And they're saying if 1% of those are in the Goldilocks zone, which could potentially hold life, then that would mean there's 500 million planets alone
in our galaxy
capable of supporting life in just our galaxy.
Capable of supporting our life, life that we know.
Yeah. So why can we only find like things on Mars, like little buggy things?
Because we just haven't got the technology. If you look at Kepler, for instance, if you look at the Kepler telescope, and it takes a picture, doesn't it? And we're saying, okay, Kepler 24-1 is in the habitable zone. Now, Kepler's taken a picture of a minuscule, a dot in a room of the whole Milky Way, probably less than a dot in a room. So you've got to take the whole galaxy into context.
How big a room?
I'd say a fucking football stadium. A football stadium-sized room. Put a dot on a paper, that's what Kepler's taken a picture of. And that's what we can see.
So what does Hubble do? How big is that? More powerful or less powerful?
No, it's less powerful than Kepler. But right. what I'm saying is we can see nothing. We are blind to our galaxy. We're not saying that fucking aliens are coming down here because it's pretty much theoretically impossible that they can, right?
I'd say though there's got to be some sort of life.
If that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that there's 500 million planets just in our galaxy that's capable of holding life. 500 million. And we think, and there's millions and millions and millions of galaxies.
Statistically, it's impossible.
Statistically, it's impossible that we are alone.
Yes.
But will we ever see them? Probably statistically, it's impossible that we will ever.
Especially if you can't spit the words out.
Oh.
Mister, I don't know what the Goldilocks zone is.
Oh, for fuck! Sorry.
He's getting cocky. He's getting.
What is there? Bloody handsome Gretel zone as well. They tried simpling it down for the special people, but all that done is confuse them even more.
All right, Wayne. New research suggests that smaller animals perceive time faster. This makes larger animals, like humans, appear to move in slow motion.
Is that a dig at me?
Yep. So, do me and Devil Vamp move slower than what we should do? Is what I'm asking.
Well, DV's just slow, but you're all right.
Oh, thanks, man. Cheers. Okay, I'll move on that one. Wayne?
Yes?
Every 2 minutes... We take as many photos as all of humanity has ever took during the 1800s.
Well, just because we've all got cameras.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of vain little teenagers that like putting selfies on Facebook. Them probably alone take more in the 1800s.
Okay, alright.
Weren't they paintings as well?
What's paintings got to do with it?
Well, that's what they used to do, like take paintings of the royal family because they didn't have pictures.
No, we're talking 1800s. We're not talking fucking Henry VIII. We're talking the 1800s.
Yeah, but they're all brown pictures back then anyway.
What? Why are they brown?
Sepia.
It's what?
Sepia.
It's sepia? What the fuck does that mean?
The brown.
What are you talking about, the brown and sepia? I don't know what sepia means.
That's that brown picture.
What brown fucking picture?
They've added the thing to the iPhone as well, so you can take old-looking pictures.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what sepia is.
That's like, because like photographs were so stupid, like old and like not very good. It was sepia.
What is sepia? Explains. I don't know what sepia is.
Brown. It's like brown pictures.
Right. Sepia is brown.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going on to fucking Oxford Dictionary right now. Sepia.
What does that have to do with painting, Wayne?
How do you
Wayne?
Spell it?
S-E-P-I-A.
I-A? All right. Fair enough.
Wayne, what is
okay,
that?
Sepia is a reddish-brown colour named after the rich brown pigment derived from the ink sac of the common cuttlefish sepia. Bloody hell. See, Wayne's taught me something. There you go.
Wayne didn't know anything about that.
What? So I come up with it, and I still don't get the credit.
No, I knew what you were talking about. It's just the fact that you didn't know what it was. You just kept repeating sepia over and over and over.
I didn't
again.
Know what fucking sepia
pictures.
Was.
It's a style of picture.
Okay.
Yeah, sepia, the brown photos.
Wayne!
Yes.
Did you know that the Oxford University is older than the Aztecs?
Really?
Yep.
Aztecs are those people in the desert, yeah?
No, they're Egyptians, I think you're thinking of. I'm talking about the Aztecs.
I'm just going by Crystal Maze when they had the Aztec zone. That was all desert-y.
All the British listeners are going to be pissing themselves at that. Mum's here. Fucking Richard O'Brien. Right, no, the Aztec zone is obviously North America, a North American tribe, like bit like the Mayans.
South American, I'm gonna fucking die. Oh my god.
Aztec's North American, my friend.
No, it's not, it's South American.
No, they're North American.
Was there a desert?
No, there was no fucking desert.
Right. It's in North America, Wayne.
Was it before?
So you don't even... Oh, my God, you can't remember the Aztecs.
He doesn't know.
Well, no, I weren't there.
Right, the Aztecs... Can't you... Have you never seen, like, pictures of Mexico with, like, sort of pyramid things?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's the Aztecs.
The sandy people.
Why are they sandy? Mexico's not sandy. Mexico isn't sandy.
It's not sandy. Mexico's Central America's jungle, dude.
But Aztecs weren't in the jungle, were they?
Yes, they were.
Saying, oh my god.
Yes, they with were. The... They used pumas as their symbol. Pumas live in fucking jungles, Wayne.
What? Oh.
Right, anyway.
Did they use the scribe stuff on the wall?
They weren't cavemen.
Do you not know the difference between cavemen and Egyptians and Aztecs?
Obviously not.
Okay.
Did they used to scribe? The sandy people.
The sandy people. Right, anyway, teaching started in Oxford as early as 1096. And by 1249, the university was officially founded.
Wait a minute, so what was it, 1046?
1096.
Oh, so the Battle of Hastings was before then.
That was 1066, wasn't it? The Aztecs...
Oh, so we were quite sort of boisterous back then, and I weren't like they were just booger-booger men.
What? Literally, what?
Booger-booger men, like, booger-booger-booger. We'd sort of already sort of having conflicts and stuff, and...
What are you... Okay, but, wait a minute. What? Hang on.
By 1000 AD, yes, we were quite civilized.
Booger men, you mean...
We weren't cavemen. What he's saying is, fam,
I don't
booger booger means cavemen.
Oh, okay, right? No.
And that was... I'd imagine, Wayne, that would be BC, if, like 10,000 BC.
If we're recording history at that time, we're not booger booger men. What the fuck am I saying?
We're quite intellectual by 10... For fuck's sake, by 1096.
Were we wearing shoes by then?
By 1096? Yes, I'd say we're wearing shoes.
Were we wearing shoes?
I'm sure you could go to the cobbler's and order some shoes.
Can I get my shoes signed, mister?
Devil Vamp wasn't around. His country wasn't around yet.
No, we were not.
So we hadn't got lost yet and...
We hadn't quite gone that far outside the world.
So the world was still flat?
decent question, because I don't know how to answer that, because I don't know found the world was round.
No, the world was never flat. The world was never flat.
Oh,
I just want to state that, okay?
Wayne's trying to say when did we perceive the world as being flat?
I understand that. I just want to state that the world was never flat.
Yes. But the Aztec civilization as we know it began with the founding of Tenochtitlan in about 1325, which is actually almost 300 years later than Oxford University. And obviously I work at Cambridge University, which is now over 815 years old. So way older than your country, Mr. Vamp.
Oh yeah, way older.
When did they start handing, like, recognised degrees and stuff out, or was it even back then?
I'd imagine it would be back then.
Yeah, just was a little bit simpler. Yeah,
it's a university. I believe that the oldest university, I think Amy told me this earlier, that the oldest university is actually in Italy, and quite a lot of the eldest universities in the world are from Italy. And you mentioned 1066. I believe the oldest university in the world is in, I think... Oh, I might be wrong, but I think it's in Perugia, which was in 1066, which is 30 years before Oxford's. So yeah, so there you go. So Wayne, There was more time between the Stegosaurus and the T-Rex than you and T-Rex.
Really? They are around for that long that they could add that big gap in between them?
Yep. The Stegosaurus lived about over 150 million years ago, while the T-Rex only lived less than 65 million years ago. Practically yesterday in today's standards.
T-Rex ate our ass.
No.
I know. What, Wayne?
Were we? No, we weren't, because that was the point of the fact.
We weren't anything. We were sludge.
So when you see natural history things with T-Rex and Stegosaurus, remember that could be you and the Stegosaurus more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be more accurate.
Yeah.
Bloody Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
Ruins Jurassic everything.
Park. They just thought they'd throw everyone in for good measure.
Wayne,
mm-hmm.
There are whales alive today who were born before Moby Dick was written.
Sorry, Rory, say that again. I'm finding it hard to keep up now.
There are whales alive today who were born before Moby Dick was written.
How long do they live then?
Well, some of the bowhead whales living off the coast of Alaska are well over 200 years old. And they were born well before Moby Dick was written in 1851.
Wow, I didn't know like stuff lived for that long. I was going to say, do you reckon any of them have gone to the vets either? Because like
turtles,
No. The vets. Why'd they go to the vets?
So they've been around that long with no medical care.
Well, they're whales, aren't they? Why do they need medical care?
About if they get ill.
Well, they die. That's the nature of the world.
I just picture an owl walking up to a fucking veterinarian clinic.
I don't feel well today.
Can I get some medicine? I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday.
My tooth hurts.
So I didn't realize anything lived. I knew there was stuff that went up to like 150, but
turtles live that long.
To 200, barriers actually quite mind blowing.
Tortoises live that long, yeah.
Is there anything that broke 300 then?
No, I think the whales are probably the oldest, but I'm not 100% certain.
Yeah, I mean there could be stuff in the ocean that breaks 300.
Yeah,
but little things that just stick there don't count.
I don't know. Fish don't live that long, do they really?
Yeah, but
some fish live long.
Was going on about like those little fungi things and stuff.
No. I meant like
stick there.
No, I meant like big stuff, like giant squids and stuff.
I don't think they live a long time.
Whales
as a mammal. I think mammals tend to live longer than most things.
Sharks. What are monkeys like compared to us? Are monkeys less or 30, more? Than
nah,
us?
30, 40 years old.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, I'd agree with that. 30, 40.
So the monkeys on the BG Tips adverts now aren't going to be the original.
No, I'd imagine the original ones are dead, Wayne. I'm sorry to say, those little monkeys are dead.
Part of my childhood has died.
Well, you're not that old, so don't worry, mate.
All right, so we're taking a break at this point. You guys can please, I hope you guys are enjoying the episode so far. It's hashtag C-Satire. We're going to jump right in. I'm not going to hit a little buff or anything of this because it was just kind of a half of a conversation that we had. We took a 5-minute break, and then we came back, and we got in this conversation that we weren't recording about what came first, the chicken or the egg. And this is sort of the quarter of that conversation. Enjoy.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You said that eggs have always been about.
No, I did not say that at all.
We're just answering the fucking what came first, the chicken and the egg. And I said the egg came first because the two things that weren't quite chicken laid an egg and that egg turned into a chicken.
Yeah, and I get that bit and you answered it. And then I just said, what was the first egg?
And I said there was no first egg.
Well, there has to be.
Why is it?
There doesn't have to be a first egg.
What laid the first egg?
There was no first egg. This is a stupid question you're asking.
Why go? You want to go back to like the start of the earth? Is that how far you want to go back?
I said there's no first egg, and he said what laid the first egg?
Are you saying that what do you want from life? How did life get created?
Yeah, basically, what laid the first egg?
Well, you got to think, right, if oh my God, if you want to go that far back, Wayne, then you got to think that the conditions for the Earth were perfect. So you got the sea, you had the sun.
The sun and moon literally aligned.
No, they weren't. They don't think it was necessarily perfect. They just think it happened, it tried over and over and over and over and over and over again until it got it right.
So algae started building, and from algae, bacteria started.
Yeah, they think it was like proteins or something.
I'll tell you what laid the first egg. Bacteria, there you go. They laid the first egg.
Something about proteins that's
the best I've got for
Wayne,
you.
We actually don't know. We don't know how
this
we
has been a
started.
30-minute conversation. Over
you guys only got 5 minutes of it, but it's been fantastic.
Well, this is... I'm drained. I'm physically drained from the last
See, I'm happy with that answer. All you had to say was that to begin with.
I said that. I said there was no
you
first
did,
egg.
You sitting there grinning going, there was no eggs.
I said that. There was no first egg. I said it.
They don't know anyway.
There's no God. There's no first egg. Get over it.
There's no first egg, Wayne. I'm just trying to give you some sort of answer to shut the fuck up. I don't know what to say to you. I don't know what to say.
All right,
I don't think fucking scientists know what the fucking laid the first egg.
So why were you trying to make out you knew then?
He never said he knew.
I'm just saying that obviously with all the conditions of the earth, bacteria grew. It's got to be some sort of fucking fish bacteria sort of
splice thing. It's probably like protein or something.
I don't know what laid the first fucking egg. I was just trying to answer the question that you asked originally, which is what fucking laid the first
what
chicken
came
or
first?
The egg? What the fucking came first?
Well, blatantly, the egg.
Now? Oh my God, I'm going to fucking shoot him in the face.
Blatantly.
Serious question.
Okay.
Serious one.
Sounds serious.
Would you rather watch while your dad fucks your mom doggy style?
Serious one. Okay.
Serious
like
one.
It.
And they're both just staring into your soul. Just staring
Doing
into your
it.
Eyes.
Cool. I'm with you. What's the other fucking option? Jesus Christ.
Or... jerk off to a picture of your mom while she watches you.
Who fucking says that?
Let's go in. This is a new segment we're doing.
Yep, so we've got 10 scenarios that we're going to share with all three of us, not just Wayne this time. You ready to play some scenario games, boys?
Yep, I'm ready.
I think so.
Well, the first one's aimed at you. So, would you rather get uglier or dumber? Which is a difficult one for you, Wayne, because you're both.
Was there any need for that?
I'll tell you, I thought it'd be funny. So,
that's a tricky one.
So, would you rather get uglier or dumber? Now, obviously,
your life quality goes down if you get dumber, don't you? So,
it could go down in both ways, really, couldn't it?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You get so dumb, you might not enjoy life and stuff. So, I'd probably have to go.
Are you saying you're
uglier?
Are you saying you're close? You're so close to being so dumb that you're gonna be riding a short bus soon? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just. No, I'd rather be uglier than dumber.
There you go. That's a good one.
I'd rather be uglier than dumber. Okay, Vamp?
Yep.
I would rather get uglier.
You'd rather get uglier than dumber?
Yes, absolutely. It's very hard to make me uglier, but I'd rather get uglier.
See, as an attractive, intelligent person, I'm in a bit of a quandary with this one.
Are you now?
I am in a little bit of a quandary because I'm very attractive. And I'm also very intelligent.
Yes, Clem Fandango.
Exactly. So I'm not sure which one I go with.
You don't want to be dumb. You don't want to be dumb.
I don't want to be dumb, but I also don't want to be ugly.
You really? If you're dumb, do you know you're pretty?
Well, this is a good. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
You
Clem
don't.
Fandango.
You don't, Clem Fandango.
Okay, I'll go. I'd rather be a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
You vain fuck.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly vain, but...
So you'd rather have a less... not successful, that's harsh. A less...
But it all depends.
It's, a lower it's... quality of life.
Once again, I think you're looking at it more like a man's perspective. Women do not care how ugly or pretty you are. They don't.
I'm just trying to... I'm trying to deal with it in context. Mm-hmm. Like, how much uglier am I getting and how much dumber?
You're going to get dumb, you're going to be drooling.
What? But am I going to get more?
You're going to be a vegetable.
Yep.
So I'm all right. So I'm going to look like
you're
going to
be
Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Or fucking vegetable.
Yeah. Or TTD like DDD.
Then if like you're DDD. Talking that, if you're talking that extreme, then I'll be the Elephant Man.
That's what I thought.
But if you're talking like I'm going to lose like 10 IQ and or I'll have like a massive fucking cleft lip or something.
No. You're going to be like. You're
going to go for the 10 IQ.
No, you're going to be Wayne, is what you're going to be.
Yeah, then fuck it. All right, next one.
All right, next one.
If you could learn any one skill in the world without trying, which one would you pick?
Play the piano.
Really? That would be your one skill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect at cunnilingus.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, but you'd never get to use it, so what's the point in learning it?
Exactly. He'd end up committing suicide like one of them frustrated geniuses. See, I'd go for... I was discussing this one with Amy, and she said she'd like to learn a martial arts. She'll go martial arts. She wants to be fucking hard. Whereas I said I want my skill would be brain surgery. Because I'd love that job.
You would?
Yeah, I'd love that job. Because it's very difficult... And you're actually saving people's lives, and I love that.
I would probably want to be like a famous inventor, like being good at inventing.
What skill? Inventing what?
I guess what inventing would be like an engineering skill.
So you'd be an engineer.
Yeah, I mean, I probably could have been an engineer a while ago, but.
But you're too thick.
Yeah, I got pretty instead of dumb. I'm pretty instead of smart. No, I just didn't stay in school like everybody else. I'm just trying to think of like what. All right, I got it. Web design. I would much rather love web design, which I know a little bit now. But if you could choose
any skill,
web design. Everybody needs a website. Everybody needs a website.
Yeah, but it could be any skill, not job related as well. But okay, that's fine.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you could be a good footballer, or you know, you could be anything.
I'm pretty good at actual football. Well, it used to be at least.
Okay. Actual football, which one?
Football, like proper football.
NFL football.
No, like soccer football.
No,
there we go. He's got proper football.
Okay, so next one. If a close friend murdered someone for a good reason, but you couldn't go to the police, how would you dispose of the body, or would you end up turning them in? Which sort of defeats the object of you couldn't go to the police, but okay, that's the question. Wayne?
So what? My best mate just killed someone.
Just killed someone. Now, do you
and you've got the
out?
Choice of throwing them in or helping them out.
Yeah, helping them out. And if you did help them out, how would you dispose of that body?
It depends. If it was a very close associate, I'd probably shit myself and try and run away and ignore all fact. So I wouldn't help. I'd just sort of let them off. If it's someone that was just average, like a work colleague, I'd fucking throw them in quicker than anything.
So if it was a close friend, what we're saying, because it does stay if a close friend. So what you're saying is you'll run away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't report them. I'd probably ask them how did it go a couple of weeks later.
I want you to ring him up, text him.
Hey, that murder girl that you were playing the other day.
But I wouldn't want to get involved personally.
Because you're from near Ipswich. Now, I don't want to talk about Steve Wright, but there was a devil vow. I don't know if this hit America.
No.
But a few years ago, there was a mass murderer near where Wayne lives. And going around murdering prostitutes like fucking Jack the Ripper.
No, that happens all the time here.
No, but this one was quite hardcore. He'd done it quite a few times.
Ben. And they reckon he'd done Norwich as well. They've linked him to a few others.
Well.
Bloody hell. It was like the whole Ted Bundy going on.
Yeah.
So you'd run away, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't get involved unless I actually really hated the person myself.
So even though... Okay, all right. Devil Vamp, what did you do?
So you had a good reason to kill him, like self-defense?
Yeah, well, it said they murdered someone for a good reason.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Like, well, self-defense.
I mean, let's say they're getting beaten up every day by the missus or something, and then one day, snap. You know.
That's... So self-defense.
Yeah, possibly. Okay, like
if it's self-defense, I'm calling the police.
You'll call the police?
Yeah, because they're getting off, if it's self-defense.
Yeah, but what's to say that they will get off?
No, there's nothing, but I'm saying if it's self-defense, they're going to get off. If it's not self-defense, if they did it out of fit of rage, I'll probably end up calling the police anyway.
Little fucking grass.
Yeah,
he's a grass, isn't he?
Yeah, but... I'm a narc, man. You did something wrong, you got to pay for your time, man. You got to pay for your time.
Well, what I'd say is to that, why try and fucking indict yourself on the situation? If you help him out, you're going to prison yourself, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not helping him out. That's not happening. Yeah.
You know, fuck that.
I ain't going to jail for
nobody. And I ain't running away like Wayne because you fucking might get done yourself again then.
I was supposed to say, well, yeah, what happens if he comes at you? He's already killed one person. That was pretty easy for him. Why not the next? Why not you?
I'd run as well.
I'd be gone. That's why I'd only ring him. I wouldn't go and see him.
I'm calling the police.
Yeah, I think I would as well. Yep. I'd have to call the police, I think.
Even if Amy killed someone.
Yep, I ain't going to jail for nobody.
Well, no, I know you wouldn't give a shit if it was Amy, but I mean...
No, because why should both of us go to prison?
Exactly.
We've got a daughter. I've got to raise a daughter, so...
Exactly, and then she's screwed.
Oh, you two dirty grasses.
Look, man, you don't...
That's not being a grass.
Do you understand what... Do you know what happens in
murder.
Prison? You get fucking butt-raped in prison. We would be destroyed in prison.
Mate, me and my pretty face, I've never become
You wouldn't know the difference between your face and your arm.
Yep.
So that would be trouble.
Nope, you'd be eating dick and asshole every day.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so would you accept... This one got us talking in this household. Would you accept a $30,000 week job where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day?
How much a year?
$30,000 a week.
Fuck no.
Wouldn't do it?
Nope. Nope.
How many hours a week?
8 hours a day, Wayne.
So 40 hours a week, buddy.
40 hours a week, like a normal job.
Dude,
Would there be any medical ramifications from doing it?
Probably not.
Could you go to sleep during this 8 hours?
Yeah, it's a black room. You can do that.
Yes.
No,
Wayne, you are clever for once. You've hit the fucking nail on the head that I fucking said. I said to my missus... You'd say, yes, I'll do the job, and that would be your sleep time. And then you'd be awake for the rest of the day. You'd use that 8 hours as your 8 hours sleep.
Mm-mm, nope, I couldn't do it. I can't even take a shower without listening to something. I can't go to sleep without watching something. I can't do it. I have to have something on.
So what happens when you go to bed?
I turn the TV on.
Yeah, but when you're asleep, it don't matter, does it?
No, but it's on.
He is weird because he texts me when he goes to bed.
Yeah, I'll text
he'll just
him
be texting me absolute rubbish.
And then
I'm in bed.
And then I'll
what
sleep.
What are you doing? And then suddenly the messages just end. And then about 8 hours later,
I'll text him back.
I'm back up.
Yeah, I go to sleep with the telly on. I put it on sleep. Sleep timer.
Nope.
But if you're
no
getting paid
timer.
A ridiculous amount of money, I'm sure
it's
I can
30
go
grand.
It.
It's not a ridiculous amount of money. That's a shitty job.
A week.
Oh, a week?
A week.
Oh, I missed that.
$30,000 a week.
All right, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I'd be there for $30,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm in.
So would I, actually, because I like what we were saying, Wayne. You'd use that 8 hours as your 8 hours.
That is what I do now anyway.
Wayne, you're bitching about your job now, and all you do is make baked goods, let alone fucking stay in a room for fucking 8 hours in pitch black. Are you kidding me?
That is what I do.
Fucking whining bitch.
Okay. All right. Next one. a building is on fire. Do you save a sibling or four strangers?
A sibling. Fuck those motherfuckers. I'm saving
be in
my
the building to begin with.
Okay. So you're both saving siblings.
I'm saving my sister and my brother. Hell yeah. I don't care about those four strangers.
Okay. Can I change the tables a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A building is on fire. Do you save a sibling or four children?
I'm saving my sibling.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about kids.
I didn't say that. I just said I'm saving my sibling.
Okay.
I'm gonna naturally go for.
I'm not discriminative just because of someone's age. I'm going for the one that means something to me.
I'm gonna naturally go for the children.
Four children, yeah,
I'm gonna naturally go for the children. Unfortunately, I'm gonna naturally go for the children.
I would.
See, I've only got one brother. And they said, do you save your brother or four strangers? I'd save my brother, right?
Yeah.
But if it said save your brother or four children, I'd like to think that my brother himself would say to me, save the children.
I know my brother wouldn't even save me if it was one-on-one, but I would save him.
No, I probably would save the children. Yeah, my brother and sister would say, save the children, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're natural human beings.
To be honest, I just probably wouldn't even go in the building to save anyone.
Whereas this one, I do a complete flip in my fucking personality. If you could steal 20 years of life by letting a stranger die, would you do it?
Yes.
Fuck I would, yeah. Fuck him.
20 years?
20 years. So you get 20 years of extra life or the other guy dies.
At the end of it?
No, you got to let that guy die that's next year.
He dies now.
He dies, and you take
you
20
get,
years
you
of his
get,
life.
You get out of jail at the end of your life.
At the end of it. So you get another 20 years at the end.
You get another 20 years by letting that guy die.
Nah, fuck that.
What do you mean, nah, fuck that?
If I live till about 60...
What about if you had cancer?
Why are you
so having... you knew that time is coming soon.
When did Wayne start adding stipulations to this?
Why are you bringing cancer into it? No,
I'm just saying, you know, because it's slow and degenerative. If you knew the time is coming up soon.
Why are you talking about slow and degenerative? I don't know why you're going on about it.
Because you know, no, I'm just saying, what about, right, he says no, fuck no, because he thinks he might have a full life anyway. What about if he knows within the next 2 months he's dying, would he
no,
then...
No, right, so if you could live to 100, even if he lived to 100, you could live to 120.
No.
That's basically what it's saying.
No.
Yeah, but
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
No.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
No.
Yeah, I would. But no. I'm just saying, to the devil vamp, what about if you knew your life is going to be over within the next 2 years, would you then want those 20 years?
You're adding stipulations.
Wayne, that's a whole different story.
Part of it.
If I knew I was going to die within a month, yeah, I would. But
we're just saying, we are what we are now.
I only added it because it was so flippant to the answer.
No, I'm flippant to the answer because I don't want to live past probably 80. Miserable.
Yeah, but you might not.
I probably won't, but
well, let's say let's throw Wayne's thing in there. Let's say that you're going to die at 60. That gives you that extra 20 years, doesn't it?
I know I'm going to die at 60.
No, you don't know that you're going to die at 60, but well, that's a good cushion, isn't it?
Yeah,
could walk out tomorrow, Vamp, you could walk out your house and boom.
Yeah, I mean, my parents are almost 60 now, so yeah, I'd probably say if I had an inkling that I was going to die around 60, then yeah, I'd probably do it. But, I mean, right now...
I'd do it anyway. I'd fucking do it anyway.
If I lived to 120, I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah, but I'm not going to live to 120.
Miserable shit in your pants and fucking... Oh.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. Fuck the stranger. Fuck him. I don't know who he is. I'm taking your 20 years, you motherfucker.
You're such a dick.
What about if the stranger was four children?
All right, next one.
And I'm letting four children die.
Are we really going to consider this? Come on, next one.
No, we're not going to consider
next one,
that.
Come on.
All right.
We're at almost 2 hours. Come on.
All right. If you had to describe your life... Oh, this is a good one. This is... I really want to do this one. And I'm coming to you, Wayne, first. If you had to describe your life in 20 words or less, what would you say?
Content.
That's one word.
He said or less. Happy plodding along.
Content, happy plodding along.
Yeah?
Is that your final answer?
But I ain't achieved anything, have I? Why the silence, which will obviously be edited out so no one was here, but there was silence there.
What do you mean? No, I'm just... No, I was just quite...
I haven't achieved anything. I've not had a child. I've not built anything. When I die, there's going to be no legacy of me. So I've got... I can't show off about that in my 20 words. So I was just happy plodding along.
Your friends will be your legacy.
Friends.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate that. God, you're such a cunt.
Absolute asshole.
He's a complete asshole.
Is that it? Are you done? Are you done?
Content, happy plodding along.
Content, happy plodding along. Devil fam.
It's like the most Carl Pilkington answer I can ever imagine.
Content, happy plodding along. Okay. That's your life in 20 words or less. Fuck me. He's actually...
I'm broken.
He's only used 20% of the words.
That's right, because he's only used
20%. That's how consent you.
He's only used
20%. He's only used 20% of the
words. And that was when I was pushed.
He's only used 20% of his life.
Fucking hell. All right, Devil Bam, I'm coming to you.
Why would you ever use the word plotting in your life story? I got an answer. I've been content and plotting to...
Oh,
yeah. Oh my god, my stomach hurts so bad from this episode. I've been laughing so hard. Do you really want my answer? No, you get.
Yes, I do.
You
want
do.
Your answer.
Okay.
I actually do want your answer.
All right. Started out slow, built into a good finale. That's what I like. Oh, that's a good one so far. I like that. I'm only 31.
No, I really like that.
Are you still in the slow period then?
No, dude. When you build your own network, man, you're on a good track. When you figure out life, that you can pretty much do whatever you want. All you have to do is just get your ass up off the couch and do it. You're good. You're good. I'm pretty good. Minus doing a couple mistakes here and there. I'm pretty happy.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Whoa! You didn't get yours.
What do you mean mine? Why do you want mine for?
Let me get yours.
I don't know if I could do it in 20 words because I'm so awesome.
All right, okay. You can't do it.
Ambitious and horrible cunt who's been very fortunate in life and will die very, very happy. There you go.
There you
16
go.
Words. 16 words.
That's not bad. Mine was what, like 8?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wayne was 4, so... Plodding along.
Plodding along. Singing a song.
Walking in the water on the land. All right, so next one. If you had to wear... He's still fucking heavy breathing over there.
I know,
listeners, if you've listened to heavy breathing for the last 2 hours, he's not having a massive long wank. He is actually... Got bad too.
He might be beating his dick though. It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's more than likely every 1 hour or so, isn't it? So
I got put off that when I got told I had issues and addiction. I can honestly say I've not had a wank since that conversation.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, brilliant! Oh.
That was like an hour ago.
Nice to know. Yeah, right, anyway, good. if you had to wear one set of clothes for the rest of your life, what would you wear?
Oh, fuck.
I'm not far off that now anyway.
Do you have all the same stuff in your closet?
I had two of the same jacket once.
You know, a lot of the most famous, smart, brilliant people wear the same stuff over and over again. Did you know that, Wayne?
That must mean I'm a genius.
Albert Einstein wore the exact same clothes every day.
Oh, I don't wear the same thing. I just buy the same thing.
No. He wore the... He had like 7 of these white shirts. Seven of these black socks. The same pair of shoes. He wore the same everything.
That's what I do. Like I say, I'm not wearing the same things. I buy the same things.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that looked like...
Gimp masks.
Gimp mask.
I don't wear them out.
Did you know, I was thinking about doing that. Strap-ons. I was thinking about doing that for the longest time. I was thinking about wearing the same... Buying, like, 7 of
double
this.
Double-ended dildos.
Gee, what the fuck is... Do you have fucking Tourette's?
No, he's doing his shopping list for Amy.
Oh, okay. And would you wear the same thing?
Sorry, what?
Jesus Christ. Oh, I have to cut all that out, thank you.
I've gone for a piss, sorry.
Would you wear the same thing?
It depends if it's actually the same clothes.
Did you not hear me?
No, I was having a piss.
Albert Einstein, some of the most famous geniuses in the world, wore the same thing every day. They wanted to make
sure.
Same
clothes?
No, no. They had like seven of the same shirt, six of the same pants.
They're just fucking nutters.
No. This is what they said. And Colonel Sanders and a bunch of famous, like a lot of
the guy that done the chicken?
The guy that died a billionaire? The guy that died a billionaire? Yeah, the guy that fucking died a billionaire.
He didn't do chicken food about 50, did he?
He died a fucking billionaire.
You've gone from Einstein to KFC.
Wayne Gretzky?
Einstein to KFC.
I'm just saying.
Fucking hell, man.
I'm just saying. That's the only two I had in the top of my head.
Einstein, KFC. Einstein would have loved KFC.
He would have. Einstein wore the same clothes every single day, so he did not have to make a choice. He just went into his closet without thinking and put a shirt on, put a pants on, put socks on, put shoes on.
That's not the question I'm asking.
You're talking about the same pair of pants?
No. That's what I said.
I gotta cut the fuck out of that.
I said you had to wear one set of clothes for the rest of your life. What would you wear?
So what about if it gets full of holes and your dick falls out?
Oh my god, they get replaced. Fucking same. Oh my god.
I just spit wine all over my glasses because of that.
It's if you had to fucking wear one set of clothes for the rest of your life, what would you wear?
Could you take them off to wash them?
Because your dick is falling out.
Just answer the question, we can move on.
Like I say, I already pretty much I own all the same clothes, so
no,
I don't.
No, you've got one set of clothes.
I'm saying, and that don't bother me because it already looks like I'm a smelly person. I was about to be racist then.
All right, so what are you choosing? Jeans? What are you fucking choosing?
Jeans and t-shirts. What else have you seen me in?
Jeans and t-shirts.
That's
so you're going to your mum's funeral in jeans and t-shirts. You're going to a job interview in jeans.
Better than looking like a penguin on a casual night out because you're dressed up in a suit.
Just saying. Suits can look casual.
Yeah, but we, to be honest, in our family, we don't wear black on the wedding. We go in normal clothes anyway because we don't like being miserable.
Your family don't like being miserable.
No.
It's hard to fucking believe.
I know it's pretty flatlined already, but.
Right. I'm wearing PJs.
No, Amy said this, and I shot her down by saying you're going to fucking weddings and funerals in fucking pairs of PJs. Mm-hmm. Yeah? You're happy with that?
Yep, I'm happy with that. I'm comfortable, fuck them.
Do you have to go to bed in them?
No, I go to bed naked.
No, I mean in my jeans and t-shirt.
Oh.
No, it just says you have to wear one set of clothes for the rest of
your life. So I can go naked when I want?
Yeah.
You can go naked when you want to.
That's all right, then.
It's not a real scenario, Wayne.
That's
we're not going
right,
to do
then.
It.
He said, deal.
Done.
Sold. I am fantastic. Sold.
Right, we've got two more to go. Fucking hell. Oh, damn.
Like it was a deal with the devil. Sold.
Done, then. Can I go now? Can I get my cock out for one? Yeah, you get your cock out. Oh, fuck. Oh. Signing up, mate.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I choose a suit. Like a really, really baggy, casual suit.
I'm going in PJs, dude. I'm so comfortable in my PJ pants. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't go to a meeting in a pair of PJs.
I could. I've done it. Actually, I've done it.
Bullshit, have you?
I swear to God, I have. We owned when I was at a
computer
company.
Yeah, but you don't like God, so it don't matter if you swear to it.
Yeah, I swear.
It's very true. I used to work for a private computer company. And
swear to Charles Darwin.
Yeah, I swear to Charles Darwin. He's my God. I swear, I went into work in PJs. Went to a
meeting. Did you forget to change, or were you that damn late?
No, I was just like, I was supposed to be a short day. I wasn't supposed to have a meeting or anything. I was just supposed to go in and do a couple
of things. So you literally had time to change, whatever, and you just thought, fuck it.
Yeah. I was like, fuck it. I'm not.
Typical Yang.
Yeah. Look who's talking.
Can I go naked if I want?
Yeah, can I go naked, please? All right. What's the
next one? Next one. This is the penultimate one. Would you rather live for another 60 years but not be able to leave your house ever again, or live for another 10 years and be free to go where you wanted?
Is like the food and trash taken care of?
Everything's taken care of.
I'd rather live for another 60 years in my house.
Yeah.
I would love that because I don't like socializing with people and just being in my house would be a dream.
See, Wayne, I said pretty much, like I said, me and Amy were discussing these the other night. And I said to Amy, I fucking hate human beings. Why would I want to leave my house for another 10 years? Mm-hmm. I've got the fucking telly here. I've got the internet. I'll talk to you two cunts.
Well,
my brother was not like this until he spoke to me one day down the pub. And now my sister-in-law hates me because my brother uses this phrase, which is, everyone's a cunt unless proven otherwise.
No, I don't believe that. You've got to get to know me.
I assume if I see you at work, you're a new start at work. I think you're a dick.
I don't believe that.
That's a bit
harsh.
I don't believe that at all.
No.
That's honestly wrong with the outlook of the world right now. That's what's wrong with the outlook of the world.
That's a really pessimistic thing. It's super pessimistic.
And that's why I'd like to be in my house.
Wayne, this is the true statistics. All crime has gone down in the last 40 years. All of it across the world. That's why there's 7 billion people on the planet instead of 6.4 billion people on the planet. Because all crime...
That's just because of underage pregnancy.
I didn't get that stat, sorry.
All crime has gone down across the planet.
What do you mean? I don't get that stat.
What do you mean? All crime. All murders, rapes...
What's that got to do with me not liking anyone?
You could say that every day then, couldn't you? All crime happens every day.
Yes, but no, but I'm saying all, I mean, saying that's my point of proving that not everybody in this world is a fucking cunt because it's getting better.
People keep thinking they're all right when they get to know me.
People keep thinking it's getting worse, but it's not. It's actually getting better.
I'm not saying people get worse. I'm just saying you're an idiot until you prove them otherwise. If I get to know her, I think you're all right. Good.
Yeah, but that's
you didn't
say
they were an idiot. You said they were cunts. That's two different things.
But when you say, Wayne, things like don't judge a book by its cover, that's clearly what you're doing. You're thinking they're a cunt until proven otherwise, which is actually judging that book by its cover, or you're actually doing worse. I judge everyone.
He does it equally.
I don't judge someone by their looks.
Just everyone's a cunt.
Yeah, he does it equally. He does it equally.
You're saying I'm being discriminated by looks. I'm not. I just think I don't talk to people until I get to know them.
Because you're the cunt.
Yeah,
Fair enough. That's why I'd like to be in my house. Keep me out of the way of everyone. Then
I feel sorry for you. If that's how you treat everyone, I feel a little bit sorry for you.
Why?
That's not a very good way to interact with other human beings.
That's why you argue with the French when you're on your honeymoon.
You saying you're surprised?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
Not surprised. I just don't think that's a very nice way to treat other human beings. By you're not even giving them a chance.
No, I am. I just don't go out my way to talk to them.
No, you're not. You think they're a cunt until they prove you otherwise. What they got to do? They got to buy you a cake or take you out for coffee or what they got to do? Suck your cock or I don't know what they have to do.
That's the step.
Okay. I think that's a terrible thing. I always say hello to everyone new and I judge their reaction to me based on that. First impressions are massively important. And Wayne, if you're thinking that every person that you meet that's new is a cunt, then your first impressions that you give off are not going to be very good.
I have terrible.
No, they're not.
I have terrible first impressions.
I look at people's shoes. I'm quite judgmental on that sort of thing.
But all I'll say is, I'll say this though. There's a talkative bloke at my work. And he goes up and he'll say, so-and-so's brilliant, blah, blah, blah. Within weeks, they'll turn out that they're a horrible person and he's been upset by them. And he'll go, he's a horrible person. I'll say if someone's all right or not, and I'll tend to be right in the long term. Do you know what I mean? So if I say, well, I ain't got a problem with them, they're all right. It turns out for the longer term that they're the nice person. He is very fooled by when someone arrives at a store and stuff and they're all fake smiles and everything. He's very, he's brilliant, he's brilliant. And then he turns out to be an idiot. Where I very much say, they're all right. They tend to be all right, not...
So what you're saying is, you're a good judge of character in the long run.
Yeah.
But in the immediate, you actually don't judge
I characters. Might appear like a dick. That'll explain why like people don't talk to me yet.
Yeah, but that's not a good first impression that you're given.
I don't get upset by people in the long run, though.
Yeah, so... okay. All right. Fam, what do you reckon?
So I have few... But loyal friends, there we go.
Yeah, but if you're going to push people away that could be good friends because you're immediately thinking they're a cunt. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Well, like, my brother saw the sense in that, and he's adapted to that way of life.
Well, your brother's an idiot, obviously, because if let's say me and you and me and Vamp all met at the same time, that you've met me and Vamp at the same time, right? We've just started work at Tesco's. Right?
Yeah. Fucking
hate
you're immediately gonna think that me and him are a cunt. So me and Vamp are going to go, do you know what, mate? Fuck you. I ain't going to talk to you.
Fuck that, dude.
I might be a bit harsh in my initial thingy, but what I meant was I don't really give a reaction. I don't go around thinking like he's a cunt like that. I don't bond to people straight away.
You just like...
Well, that's fine. I understand that if you don't want to get close to somebody right away. But, I mean, really, thinking everyone in the world is a cunt.
I might have exaggerated a bit when I said you're a cunt, because I don't go around saying, he's a cunt, he's a cunt, he's a cunt. No, I don't do that.
You said you're...
happy, kissy-kissy to someone I don't know.
You said your sister...
Like, if you shake their hand, you go like, all right. Is it like that?
You said your sister-in-law is mad at you. You said your sister-in-law is mad at you.
Yeah, because my brother's adapted to that way as well. He's very much like... He just sort of he hates people now as well.
Now she can't bring him out to like a party and have him like have fun.
When his in-laws come around, he goes into the other room.
Oh my god!
Whoa.
Does that sound familiar?
Fucking hell!
Let's wrap this up, dude.
Yeah. Fuck.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, I got last one.
Jesus Christ! Okay, go ahead.
Right, last one. You're walking in a forest and you find a black suitcase. Inside it holds $1 million and a piece of paper strained in blood.
$1 million. Asian. $1 million.
Honestly, I'll do a fucking screenshot. I'm reading exactly how it fucking states.
Are you serious? $1 million?
All right, because I was changing words already.
Okay.
All right, you're walking in a forest... And you'll find a black suitcase. Inside it holds $1 million and a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word saying don't. Would you take the suitcase home?
Fuck yes. Fuck that note.
You take it home.
I am not a superstitious man. Fuck that noise. I'm taking that bitch. I'm not taking it home. I'm taking it to the fucking bank.
Why has it got to be superstitious?
Because you know that's supposed to be scaring people away by superstition. Fuck that. I'm taking it to the bank.
It just could be a fucking nutter, couldn't it?
Be a nutter in my bank, motherfucker. I'll nut in your eye.
Would you have a gun on you?
I normally have a knife on me. I don't have a gun on me.
What?
I normally have a knife on me, not a gun.
Why the fuck are you carrying knives?
Not knives. A knife.
Why the fuck are you carrying a knife?
I always carry a knife on me.
Why are you carrying a knife?
I always carry a knife on me.
Gutting fish or...
No, I'm not gutting fish. It's just what I grew up with. I normally carry a knife on me.
You live in fucking near...
near
the
Atlanta.
Monsters Gulf. You know, I don't think fucking Phil Mickelson's going to come around and try...
Let me tell you, Phil Mickelson doesn't live here. I normally carry a knife on me, yes. Normally.
Why?
I just do.
Okay. Is it a pen knife?
No, it's a knife.
What, like open-bladed in your pocket?
It's not open-bladed, it's a flip knife.
That's a pen knife.
It flips out, it's about, I'd probably say about 6 inches long.
The fuck?
That means free.
No, it's probably about 6 inches long.
That means free.
Okay, if you say so.
How big's your cock?
8.
That means 4.
I knew you were going to say that's why I said 8.
So, Wayne, what do you reckon of this? Would you take the briefcase or not? Or?
It depends if I had any weaponry on me. Yes, if it was.
What do you have?
You've got nothing.
Yeah, you've got your 2-inch cock.
We need to end the show. Within like fucking... Right, I would probably take half.
What? Because that won't piss the person
just
off.
Have?
No, yeah, just in case. Just in case. Because it says, it's in fucking blood, the word don't, in a briefcase. I'm in a forest.
But it could be red food dye.
No, yeah, but I... fucking hell. No, I'd just take what I can. I wouldn't take the whole briefcase. I'd leave the briefcase. I'd probably take about half of it. I'd take $500,000.
Yeah, I'm taking the whole thing straight to the bank.
You make as much sense of that, Ant, as the woman with the Porsche.
What do you mean?
You're already going to be pissing the person off.
You might as well take the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I know what you're saying, but at least if you leave them half, they
they're
might
not going to go, thanks for taking half of them.
Yeah, they're going to still kill you. If you take half, they're still going to kill you.
Yeah, touche, fair enough. Yeah,
you might as well take the whole damn thing, dude.
Yeah.
And also, it'd be easier to take because you'll have the suitcase rather than just carrying it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's end this bitch.
End the bitch.
That was episode number 12 of Cerebral Satire. Just like the beginning, let's do this. Let's do the ending four times. Again, if you guys like it, we read everything you say on Twitter. That's why Wayne was back on. We did a longer segment. Today's a longer show just to see how this Wayne show would work. Essentially, it was like a pilot for us to see if a Wayne show would work. Right, Ant?
Yeah.
Ant is beaten.
I am proper beaten. Proper beaten.
So thank you, Wayne, for joining us. We greatly appreciate it.
I'm good. I'm ready to go for another 3 hours of podcast.
We're about to. Ant, are you okay?
No, not really.
Ant is properly defeated, and I am happy when he sounds like that.
I'm done. I mean,
come on, man. Be a little bit happier about the. I think it went really well.
I worked so hard on all that.
You did. I think it went really well.
He just shot me down. I'm done.
Well, that was Cerebral Satire. If you'd like to follow us, we're at AntVigilante on Twitter, at DevilVamp on Twitter, hashtag
C-Satire. I'm actually at MCVigilante. You do this every fucking time.
Damn it, why do I do that? At MCVigilante on Twitter, at DevilVamp on Twitter. Hashtag C-Satire in there. We'll check it out, see it. If you have any articles, we did use some of the articles from Twitter today. We're going to do probably another episode of Nothing But Twitter articles. Again, if we don't like them or we don't see them or they just don't fit into what we're doing right now, we're just trying this out, guys, just to see what we like. So give us as much feedback as you want. If you want to email us your feedback, you can. It's dsjnp.com@gmail.com. I'll read it, or I'll send it to Ant. He'll read it. So if you guys have anything else, that's pretty much it for this week. Right, Ant?
Yep. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.